Hi, I'm Josie. My daughter turns 5 today. I'm also an Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can get home to celebrate with my daughter.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. You know, at the beginning there, I paused because I had to cough. But
I thought you were doing it for effect.
I made it seem like I was doing it for effect, which is talent.
That's talent. You gotta love. Silence is golden, as they say in the theater.
Silence is the lambs, which to me means comfortable.
Tiptoe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Actually, we were talking about this yesterday because my dad used to always be like, Jesse, you stomp around like you're like a
moose, too.
You know, he'd be like, you have really heavy feet. And I'd be like, okay, I think I'm just walking. Also, what am I supposed to tiptoe? Am I just like a little
My dad used to yell that I was going to make the house explode because of the gas pipes underneath it.
Yeah, dads are like, I don't even know what dad's deals are with like stomping or like loud feet, because I'm also like, you have loud feet, but then as soon as I do, it's like, whoa, Jesse. I'm like, yeah, hear me roar, okay? And you can hear me coming as well. So
do you know, once when I was working at the restaurant, this girl who I wasn't even friends with, but she was like talking about how one of the bussers was like always in the way, and I was like, that's my worst fear, is like people. I'm like a big presence in a small New York restaurant, moving around constantly. And she was like, yeah, but you're so light on your feet. And I was like,
would you write that down?
I was like, could you call some people for me?
Oh my God, do you really mean that? Light on my feet.
It was the nicest thing she'd ever said to me.
That is very nice, because that reminds me of like, I had a friend growing up who was a ballerina, and like, you know, my parents would always be like, look at her posture, and like, she moves around so like eloquently, and I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Look at the gazelle.
But we're a ragtag team. You know what I mean? I am like, have the lazy eye where like, I literally run into objects and things are crashing and breaking around me, as well as heavy feet. And she just sort of like moves with the way that water moves, you know, it just like, it comes and it goes.
If there was no ungraceful people, then how would we appreciate the graceful people, you know?
Chris, that's exactly it. That is exactly it, you know? And I don't think middles, you can't be light on your feet. It's like, pay attention. You know
can,
what I'm saying?
Because I am, but.
Well, so, cheers to that.
That was a trained, I trained myself to do that.
You trained yourself. What a trained motion. And I mean, you're in LA. For the people who don't know, we are bi-coastal, this podcast, you know?
Yeah, this is a bi-coastal podcast.
Oh my gosh.
For now, it is. I'm in LA. Yes,
I am. In LA, you are living the la land life.
La land.
What have you learned so far?
I've learned LA is so weird.
Because it's weird.
It's not like city, but it's not suburb.
Mm-mm.
And it's just like a bunch of houses crammed together, but also with trees.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, that is really exactly what it is. Cause I'm like, there's so many houses that if I look out my window, all I see, I mean, I see houses obviously, but mostly trees. But then if I step outside, there's a bunch of hidden apartment buildings.
Isn't that funny?
Where are all the trees? They don't even get water.
I don't know.
And they thrive.
They thrive. The trees love it out there, as they say. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know LA like that well, you know?
Oh, I don't.
I do know.
I don't either. I was at my friend's last night. As you know, I don't have a car here, which is
the worst. We got to fix that. Yeah.
And I walked from his apartment back here.
No.
Which is 3 miles.
Chris, you can't do that.
Well, I was like, I'll go for a nice walk. And it wasn't that bad, but I did get a terrible blister.
Okay. But also for safety. And second of all, what?
What do you mean for safety?
I'm saying like when I was in LA and I at one point was like, oh, we're so close, I'll just walk. And then I was like literally on a highway and I thought, this is not, this is not a walking city. I'm going to be killed.
Well, I didn't walk on the highway. I was on sidewalk the whole time.
Oh, there was sidewalk? That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know how it works.
There was sidewalk.
Okay. That's good.
So it was good. But yeah, it was, it's no New York. I'll tell you that.
It's no New York. You might need to even rent a car so that you can get places, but that's just me.
Well, I think I'm okay. I have like plenty of friends that have cars and everything. Everything I need is walking distance. But like, for example, today I'm going to Venice, which is like,
oh, the beach.
Yes. But it's also so far. Like everything in LA is like, it's like,
oh yeah, it's
25
like
miles
minutes.
Wide.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it takes like an hour to get anywhere.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then I called an Uber yesterday and it took 18 minutes to come.
Wow.
Because apparently people are making more in unemployment than driving Uber right now. So a lot of
that
people are driving.
Oy, oy, oy.
So.
Times are a-changing. Times are a-changing, people.
What is that accent? It's amazing.
Thank you for that. Thank you for saying that. Well,
you're welcome.
Gosh. What are you loving recently? Should we get into that?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. Guys, it's time for...
I love that for you.
Do you know what you're loving?
I do know.
Okay,
should
you start? Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you. So, you know, I remember growing up and I remember thinking, what is the eye if not a window to the soul? Okay. And I remember there was a time where I was like drawing eyes all the time because I thought they were easy and I thought
it
was very
artistic.
Me too.
I went through a thing of drawing eyes.
Right? What is that? Somebody tells somebody to do somebody.
I think they like teach it in art class.
They teach it in art class and a lot of us just run with it. And I'm like, I think that I'm like an eye person. Does that make sense? So here I am, an eye person. And one of my besties is like, let's craft, because we're crafters. I'm a crafter, as you know. And we put googly eyes onto these candle holders. And here's the thing. I love eyes and I love googly eyes. And there's something so funny and chic about a googly eye. Put it on a coaster. Put it on a poster. Put it on a pillow. Put it on some candles. I love it.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I see it?
Yes, let me get it.
It is pretty.
Right?
Can you hold it up again for me?
Yeah, I can't. Guys, Chris is not.
I want to examine it a bit. Yeah, I mean, I love it for you.
Go ahead. What? What's the problem?
Well, I don't have a whole lot to say. I mean, googly eyes. That's all I really have to say. I love that for you. I can't get too into... the bizarreness behind it. It's a bit bizarre.
What?
It's a bit bizarre.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's too weird. Oh.
You had to have known when you were coming to the table with I love eyes, I was going to comment on it.
I didn't know that because you said that you also drew eyes. And I thought, wow, we're going to have a connection.
I drew eyes.
A connection.
I like eyes on a person. I like eyes. They're useful.
Well, I hate to open your eyes to art, and craft.
A lot of people say art is in the eye of the beholder. So,
and I say art is in the eye of the object. You see?
See, very missed opportunity there. You could have said, I say art is in the eye. Art is in the googly eye of the beholder.
Okay. You know what? LA has made you a little bit judgy. Okay. I'm feeling the judgment. A little LA judgy.
There's no judgment. I have no judgment.
Oh.
You need to stop saying oh.
Okay. What are you loving?
I'm loving noses. I just think noses are so, you can breathe out of them. They smell things.
Right.
And you can put them on stuff.
Okay. What are you loving, Chris?
Noses.
Stop.
Oh. what am I loving?
Yeah.
I've been waking up early. And I'm not saying I love it. Let's be very clear.
Okay,
because
sure.
I'm getting up at like 5:30, which is very early for me every day.
A little early. Yeah.
But I am loving having like 4 more hours in the day.
There is something very magical about like when the sun's up and you can get stuff done before some people have even woken up and you're like, good morning, I've written a paper. How are you?
Like it's 8:30 right now. And I've been awake for up and working for 2.5 hours.
That's incredible. It's 11:30 where I am, and I've been up for an hour and a half.
Well, good for you.
So, well, I don't know if it's, but I know what you're saying. Yesterday I was up at 5.
What did you do?
What did I do when I was up?
Yeah.
I worked out. I got dressed. I debriefed, and then I got ready for some meetings.
You debriefed.
I like literally have meetings with myself all the time. I'll be like, meeting of the Jesse, how are we feeling about? And then I'll just like discuss with myself whatever it is.
Out loud?
No, I have like papers. I'm like a big, guys, I'm like a big writer. I have to-do lists about to-do lists who are to-do lists. Like I just to-do, to-do, to-do. I wake up, I'm like to-do. I love to like manage my day very aggressively. I'm like, wake up, make bed, go to kitchen, have 30 minute breakfast. Then like, I like to almost, I have to like schedule myself so tight. So I feel like I'm being productive.
Yeah.
Especially days where it's like, when like I look at my phone and it's like, oh, I have nothing tomorrow. I'm like, no, I have stuff. I have to rollerblade, like whatever it is. It's like, I have to put it in my phone. I have to start scheduling it out. So I don't wake up being like, hey, you know?
Oh my God, I love looking and be like, oh, I have nothing tomorrow.
Ugh, amazing. I hate it. Oh, wow. You know what I have today? You know what I love that I have today?
What?
A doctor's appointment.
You love it?
I'm scared, but I love it because when I don't do it, I'm one of those people that sometimes doesn't schedule them because I'm afraid.
I haven't been to a doctor in 10 years, probably. Literally.
Okay.
Like literally. Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah, Chris, you got to go.
For what?
For what?
For I them guess to tell to like, me that I'm to lose weight.
Okay. Well, now. Well,
that's all they'll say. And I'll be like, okay, great. What else?
I mean, yeah, they always say that. That's just like their favorite thing to say. You know, they're like, and you know what would help even more? And I'm like, I know. I get it. I get it. I get it. Be a rail. Cool. But also, I think that, you know, I had like a bean in my lip, famously. Those who don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those who don't know, I have this like weird bean in my lip. Which what's fun about
calling it a bean is an interesting thing. It's like a little thing.
Like a little bean.
Yeah. Under the skin of her mouth. It's not like a bean got stuck in her mouth.
No, it's like a. Yeah, exactly. So anyhow, I went to a dermatologist. They were like, it's fine. It's like, of course, a stress thing because God forbid I get anything in the world that isn't my fault, you know, and about stress. So I went there. It's like I had to, and also one of my friends just got that, like has skin cancer, and she was like, go to the doctor. And I was like, honestly, maybe I needed to hear that. So I did go to the dermatologist. I'm trying to go to the doctor just to like be up to date and like know what's going on, because I've watched too much Grey's Anatomy at this point where they're like, you should have come in sooner. And I'm like, that's gonna be me if I don't start figuring out what's happening.
That's good. I mean, that's responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the healthy choice. Meanwhile, I've been thinking about making an appointment at an acupuncturist.
Have I told you my acupuncture story?
I don't think so.
Okay, embarrassing story of the week. Embarrassing story of the week. Here we go.
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, this was 2 years ago. I was obviously struggling in my life because I had just gone to an astrologer. Okay. And I only go to astrologers when things aren't looking good. You know what I mean? I'm never there being like, I'm feeling great, but what are the stars saying? I'm only there when I'm like, I think that everything's out of whack. Can you agree? Mm. So I met this astrologer. I cry almost the whole time. And she was like, you know, figure out what you like to do and do it. And I was like, okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. And then my friend was like, let's go to an acupuncturist. Like, let's get acupuncture. I'm like, okay. Now, I am afraid of needles. And that's important to remember. Mm. Because one reason I never wanted to go was I was like, yeah, but they put needle. I don't. What about the needles? And I was like, it's fine. That's fine. So I go to this woman, this sweet woman, her acupuncture place. And like, we get broken up and she starts talking to me. And she's like, what is it that you're here to do? And Chris, when I tell you, I did not have an answer planned, okay? And what came out of my mouth shocked both me and her, okay? I said, I think my heart is blocked.
Oh my God.
I
have heard this story, but I love it.
Yeah.
Continue.
I think my heart is blocked. Did I tell it on here?
I don't know. Was she like if I was her, I'd be like, do you mean like physically or emotionally?
Well, as soon as I said it, I then started crying and she was like, okay. So then she takes me into this room to do acupuncture, even though then it's like I could tell that they were like, somebody keep an eye on this girl. So there was someone in there with me the whole time. They put a tissue box under me and I just cried. I dripped into it. Like I couldn't stop crying.
What were you laying on the table? How do you
do it? Yeah, like my head was like face down.
Okay.
They did it in my back. And I think one reason they did that is so that I wouldn't see the needles, which was actually very smart because they could tell. I was like, I'm afraid of needles. They were like, we get it, sweetie. You're afraid of a lot, it sounds like. Let's get her on a table. So I was just lying there crying and dripping into a tissue box. And then someone was in there kind of like talking to me. And I said, you know, did I mean to come in this dramatically? Absolutely not. Apparently that's what I needed to do.
Wait, did it help?
It did help, and they threw in a vag steam for free.
What is a vag steam?
A vag stream is when you put on this like massive cloak robe.
Stream, okay? Or steam?
Steam.
Okay.
And then you sit on something that like steam goes into.
Was it
your
nice?
It actually was nice, and I cried during that too.
Wow. Wait.
How
did you feel after the acupuncture? And did you feel it?
No, like I didn't feel the needles really. And I was just telling myself not to pay attention, which is a brilliant thing to do. But I have an acupuncture mat in my heart, like back there in my home. And
what is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
Let me show it.
What's an acupuncture mat?
So it's like this mat that has a bunch of little plastic needles on it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And so you lie on it. It's one of those things where, like, I think if you have one, it hurts. But if you have this many, it's like you don't even really notice it. And so it's like I do it where I lie on my back and there's a pillow that goes kind of under your neck. You know, you're supposed to lie on it for like 10 minutes. You can stand on it. That's a real fucking that's like reflexology, which I'm always like, it's psychotic.
Not reflexology. Reflexology I've done thousands of times, but I want to stand on a needle mat.
Yeah, you'd love it. Oh my God, I wish you could.
I want to try walking on fire.
Okay. Now.
Or like hot coals, you know what I mean?
I do. I've never thought I've wanted to do it.
I think I could do it.
Okay. And why, though, would you?
I don't know. It's like a little...
little test.
It's like a little good pain.
Ah, okay,
it's
yeah.
It's like getting a tattoo. It makes you feel... it hurts, but you, like, feel alive.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think you'd love acupuncture. I think it is good to go being like, this is what's bugging me, or like, this is what hurt.
Well, I want to go for my sinuses, so I think they'd have to give it to me in my face.
Okay. Yeah, close your eyes.
So it makes me nervous, obviously.
This is a thing I would say. just this is acupuncture is not the place to like get a Groupon. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do not get a Groupon. Like, go to somewhere where someone's like, oh, I really trust this person. I like this place, because then you're going to have a better experience. And I feel like there is less pain and like less of an issue. I mean, they might hit a spot where the idea is it's like very focused and like opening something up. But it shouldn't hurt. It should just be like, wow, that's a lot of pressure. I have a feeling if I just endure this pressure afterwards, I'm going to feel a big release.
Well, that's, I looked up if they do it for like sinuses, and it says it can be like extremely helpful. And I was like reading and people like, you can like feel the sinus pressure go away during it.
Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So I think definitely do it. Just make sure you look up like really good places or people.
Yeah, there's a place like really close to my apartment, and it
looks
nice.
Could you walk on over?
Yeah, I can.
Perfect. Yeah, then I would go there and definitely do it. And having a focus is like a great thing.
Yeah, I want to be like, I want my sinuses. And I guess it'd be nice to like feel something if that can help with that.
Absolutely. I'll be like, do you touch for free? Like, could you just touch me?
No, I mean like to like feel emotion. Like I feel like I'll be like, I'm like, I'm primarily here for my sinuses, but if you can help me like,
but my heart is blocked,
feel emotion, that would be great, because I haven't done that in a long time.
Interesting. Have you shut yourself off?
Oh, I've been off for years.
No.
Yes. What do you
mean? When's the last time you cried?
I mean, I've like frustrated cried, but I haven't like,
oh dear, you've shut off.
I feel like I've been off for so long. I was actually watching something. Like, you know, it is very difficult for me to like talk about things.
I know.
In general, like I physically can't do it. So maybe they can help with that.
100%.
Maybe it's magic than those needles.
Yeah. Wait, have you been, you've been to therapy, right?
No.
Okay, Chris.
Jesse.
I think therapy is great.
I guess everyone says that, but then everyone that says they love therapy is also people that are always sad. So I'm like, is it amazing?
Well, I think that people who love therapy, even if you think they're sad, they came from a really dark place. And even if they are sad, they might be like a little bit, when you turn off your emotions and stuff, when you do turn back on, it's like they're all still there. So you have to like kind of work through that. But then you know, you have like clear ideas of like where you're going, what you want, what happened, and how you feel about those things, like being able to advocate for yourself and working through some of the things from your past that like, I mean, I started therapy at 10. My mom was like, let's get her in there. And I did it like up until I've just been in therapy my entire life.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I'm also like, I don't know that I want to like dredge up my past traumas right now.
But maybe not right now. Yeah, I just think it's one of those things that you, like I was one of those people that would just like run from things and just like avoid it. And I'd be like, well, if I run really fast or stay really busy, they'll never catch up. And
well, that's why I can't run.
Well, and and they all caught up. Like they always catch up. And sometimes the way like you're trying, yeah, I think, listen, If we ever get sponsored, I'd love it to be a therapist or a therapy office. You know, I'd love to drink that Kool-Aid and talk that gospel. You know what I'm saying? But
see, I do like, don't get me wrong, I have nothing against therapy. It's just, I'm not ready.
Okay. You will be.
I just don't feel like, I'm like, it's going to take so long.
It's going to take so long.
To get to a place where it actually is like helpful.
Yeah.
I need to just be ready for that journey.
Be ready for that, you know? Journey. I understand. I hear you. I see you.
So we'll see.
We'll see. I think what I'm hearing is we will see with that. And that's all we can do sometimes.
That's all we can
see.
Do. Exactly.
And I don't want to bring it back to eyes, but eyes.
You love eyes.
I love eyes. I always
she
will.
Loves
I always
eyes.
Do.
Oh, Jesse, should we?
Let's
get into a different world.
We simply must.
Do you want to do Hallmark or improv?
What do you want to do?
I kind of think improv.
Okay, let's do improv.
Right? Last time we did
a Hallmark.
A Hallmark.
Also, Chris is kind of like living a Hallmark, and I do think you must tell the audience.
I'm living a Hallmark. What are you talking about?
He's got a cute neighbor that shares a balcony.
Okay,
with
let's
him,
be
you guys.
Clear. I have a cute, straight dad neighbor.
Okay. I mean, a recipe for success, if you ask me. But the
minus
point is,
the being straight and possibly in a relationship.
Oh, well.
I'm assuming. I don't know.
Oh, you're assuming. I wish people assumed that about me. You know?
Well, I literally just saw him jogging shirtless by as
Ew,
we were talking.
Oh, okay, forget it. You didn't tell me that.
Well, I just saw it.
People who jog shirtless, I'm like, put on a shirt. What are you for? Oh, it's so hot. You couldn't possibly have fabric on your shirt.
Maybe it's for nipple chafing.
Freak. Oh, come on. How is cotton going to nipple chafe? I don't even understand.
It nipple chafes. Let me tell you. You've never had a nipple chafe? Oh, because of bras.
Yeah, bras. God bless a bra.
Yeah, it's the worst. But he's hot, so he doesn't get nipple chafes.
Oh, okay. So then he can wear a shirt.
You know, hot people like don't experience ailments.
I do know that. I do know that. Life.
Okay. Should we start with the scenario and emotion, environment, line?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay, ready?
I am ready.
Ugh, I always get nervous when this happens.
Ugh, I know, me too. But honestly, it's not that big a deal.
That's what you keep saying, but I think it is a big deal. Saying it's not a big deal isn't going to make it any less of a big deal.
Okay, but I think saying that it's a big deal does make it a bigger deal. So if you could make it less of a deal, then you wouldn't be getting everybody nervous in the waiting room. Like, we're all waiting to hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if I'm pregnant.
I know.
Again.
Right.
I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Okay, I hear you. I see you. But
do you know
also,
how many fucking kids I have?
I don't.
How do you not know that? You're my best friend.
Okay, but I don't.
I know we
count.
Just met in the fucking waiting. Well, I thought we were best friends. I showed you those pictures when we sat down.
I know, but I am a little bit concerned about my husband who is back there.
Who's back? Blah, blah, blah. What is the problem with his ass?
He had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack. Well, okay. Maybe so, I shouldn't have come to the emergency room for my pregnancy test, but still.
Yeah, it is a little.
I know
that
you know
saying,
right away.
It's an emergency. I understand.
It
That's
is an emergency because
I'm
going to have to get new clothes. And
you don't keep your old clothes?
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Is it?
Maybe that's why your husband had a heart attack. He's been wearing the same clothes for too long.
Okay, so that's a cheap shot in the waiting room. I do think that that's a cheap shot in the waiting room. I
or
understand
friends.
That you're going through. Okay, then, I mean,
you don't.
I don't wanna...
You don't joke with your friends? This is
honestly,
probably why you
my
have
best
to make
friend.
Friends. Oh, wow. That's rude. So what am I striving for here?
I don't know.
I thought that we could. I come in this emergency room about twice a week. I sit down. I meet amazing people. You should see the dinner parties I host. People from all walks of life. And if you want to be a part of that, then you're going to need to shape up a bit.
Okay. Let me just get through today because I'm really kind of freaked out. And Jonathan's like my
freaked
person.
Out about what? Oh, my God. Are we back to that?
That's where I've been. I'm concerned about Jonathan.
I'm concerned about being pregnant and on my period. Can you imagine?
Wait, you're on your period?
Yeah, I've been on my period for about 3 days.
Okay, then you're definitely not.
I had sex a week ago.
Right, but you...
So...
I'll let the doctors explain it to you, but...
Thank you, because
okay,
you don't go to medical school.
Yeah, I know, I don't go to medical school. So.
What is it that you do?
Okay, so honestly, if I'm being... you know, really honest, like Jonathan isn't technically my husband.
Oh.
He's kind of like my boyfriend and he's married to somebody else, but
what?
He's going to leave her. And so
you're his mistress.
I don't like the word mistress.
What if he dies? Have you called his wife?
No, I'm not going to talk to his wife.
What if he dies on the operating table? This is a terrible hospital.
What?
Of course, they let me come in here and mingle twice a week. I've smoked crack with the woman behind the desk today.
Okay, stop. I don't know. I just can't talk to her. What am I supposed to say?
Hello, this is Dr. Tamajian. I'm calling from the Pine Hills emergency room. Your husband's here. Bing, bang, boom.
Oh, that's it?
Pretend to be someone else.
What am I supposed to not say that I was with him?
Was he on top of you?
What?
Were you having sex when he had a heart attack?
No, we were. I was just like watching him sleep.
What? I'm going to ask you this question once and I'm going to respect the answer. Did you try to kill him?
No.
You just happened to be watching him sleep at the exact moment he went into cardiac arrest?
Okay, for the record, we were fighting, okay? And so,
so you were fighting before he had this insane incident.
So at a certain point, I was like, we need to just like throw, you know, back our hands and just like relax. So I was like, let me just tie you up for a second.
You forgot to mention that he was gagged and bound.
He wasn't gagged. He was not gagged. He was bound. And I thought it might be good to just like get him thinking straight and not as he's a pacer, and that really stresses me out. So
he's gonna need a pacer, a pacemaker in his heart, because you gave him a heart attack. What do you mean? Well, you didn't want him to get up and walk it off?
He likes to call me his little stalker, which I think is like insane and kind of rude. And so I was like, listen to me.
Does he say his little stalker or a little stalker?
I don't know. I was so flattered by the word.
Has he ever used the word his?
I don't think so.
Okay. It doesn't sound to me like you're in a relationship with this man.
I think that relationships are complicated. I think that.
Have you had intercourse?
While he's awake?
Oh my God. Have you dated?
Yeah, we've talked.
Where?
So, you know, the way that I met him, obviously, is he's my therapist. And so we talk a lot. Like, obviously, you know, I tell him everything. He knows, like, he knows me better than anybody.
Because he's your therapist.
Right.
Who you have tied up, induced a heart attack, took to the hospital, told the... employees of the hospital that you are his wife.
I kind of am.
You're not at all.
Okay, but like a little bit.
As somebody who's been married 11 times.
11 times.
I know how to do it.
How do you do it?
Poison, mostly.
Absolutely.
I think end scene, right?
Yeah.
I watched a Dateline the other day, and this woman had been married 10 times. She was on her 10th husband, and she had killed like 6 of them.
What?
And had never gotten caught. Because it all looked like quote-unquote natural.
Oh, or like defense?
Yeah, or she would make up like some lie.
Right. Wow.
Isn't that
crazy? Was this evil genius? Evil genius, that woman did that too. The cop was like, two of her husbands also accidentally fell down the stairs.
I know.
And you're like, oh.
It's good. There's so many hot people that just are walking around at all times.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
It's too much.
That's a lot.
It's too much.
Are you on the dating apps there?
Kinda. I mean, I'm on them. I'm not like...
How's it going?
Oh, great. I'm married.
Okay. I don't know. But sometimes it's interesting to like start talking to people in the area. And then you're like the new meet, you know? You're like, I'm just here for like, I'm just...
Yeah.
I need a tour guide.
The gay world here is very intense.
Oh.
Or very judgmental.
Oh.
Like there's guys with like 3% body fat that are like, I'm too chubby for... Los Angeles.
Ew.
And I'm like, I like would talk to my friend who is a beanpole, and he was talking about, he's like, you know, it's just hard. Like all I get are auditions for like the chubby dad. And I was like, the chubby? Like if you're
dad?
Chubby, what the fuck am I? Number one, he's a beanpole. Number two, he's younger than me. So.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that's how that's going.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Okay, first day in a new job at a museum.
Okay, so welcome to the Women's History Museum.
Hello.
We're so excited to have you. And really quickly, I just want to say you tricked us all.
When I
read that your name was Stacy, I did not think. I did not think.
You didn't think what?
I didn't think that, you know.
Mom?
That we are obviously a, you know, open museum. Mm-hmm. Anybody can be a tour guide here. It's just funny that you're
a homosexual.
I was gonna say, you know, not a woman is what I was gonna say.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a homosexual. I want to make that very clear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. A lot of people assume I'm a homosexual because I'm into women's rights. God forbid. This is what a feminist looks like, people. Okay?
No. Of course. That's great. I mean, the way your phone interviews were fantastic and stellar.
You didn't like that I raised my voice a little bit on the phone calls?
No. We loved it. We thought you were very passionate. I think that on the, you know, it doesn't matter is what I'm saying.
Are you sure? Because this whole speech kind of is alluding to me that it does matter, which would be a real shame.
No, 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 no. Of course it doesn't matter.
You know, I would hate to get any sort of authority involved.
Of course. And we would not want that at the Women's Houston History.
No, you wouldn't.
Museum. So why don't you take me through the first room and what you're going to say to the people coming in? And I'm just going to pretend to be a tourist, okay?
Okay, great. And you tell me what the first room is. I just want to be clear.
This one right over here. Yep.
Oh, the Susan B. Anthony room.
The Susan B. Anthony room.
You know, I don't know that I want to start in this room.
Okay, we normally start
I don't know
start
that I love
this...
the vibes as much. Maybe we can start. You know, we're here.
The okay? Anne Frank room is over here.
No, I think we'll stick with Susan B. Anthony.
It is a downer. I normally do Anne Frank in the middle.
Okay, I mean, we can go to Anne Frank. Okay, Anne Frank, who I like to call Annie because that reminds me of my grandmother, whose name was... Danny, but it sounds similar to Annie. So Annie Frank was born in, was it Germany or Poland?
I'm going to stop you if that's okay. I'm going to stop you just really quickly because I think it's important that people know that, you know, we don't have personal relations with any of the women in the museum. And so
it is
Anne Frank is okay. And that's on the wall if you need a cue card.
When did you meet her?
So I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, great. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure that you never met her either. So.
Nope. I don't think anybody in this museum has met her, as well as the fact she's actually been gone for some time.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to stay in this room or should we?
No, I want to see
I feel
what
like we
said.
Got this room down.
I don't think we've started yet.
Okay, so Anne Frank was born in, it was Germany, I believe, Poland?
Okay, yeah.
Do you know?
It was either...
You don't know.
Amsterdam or Germany.
Oh, you know, no, I believe she was hiding in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
But I think she was, let me just, I'm not texting. That's not why I'm looking at my phone. Yeah, born in Frankfurt, Germany. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. You're welcome.
And then she, as she got older, she decided she wanted to be, she wanted to get into animation.
No.
That's when she started working.
Not the Anne Frank that
Are you talking about a specific Anne Frank? I'm talking about Anne Frank that I grew up with.
Okay, that could be the issue. I am talking about the historical Anne Frank, who wrote
See,
in her
See, we
diary.
Call my friend Anne the historical Anne Frank because she's like so fun and we're like she gets so crazy and we're like she's historical, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So let's skip this room for right now.
Okay.
Just for right now. I think that this room isn't great. I don't know. A lot of times at the beginning of the tours, I say stick to the script. And then when you start to feel comfortable, you can kind of go off. I feel like for you, especially, the script would be great to sort of stick on.
I don't like to really stick to paper.
Yeah, you can memorize it so you're not holding it.
Well,
but I guess
it's the whole thing of reading. Yeah. Mm. Why don't we go to the plain room?
Let's go to the plain room.
Because Amelia Earhart.
That's right.
Now that's my passion.
That's a story. Go ahead. Let's take
Amelia it. Amelia Earhart, who was born in 1936 in Oregon.
Mm.
Yeah, up by a river in Oregon, where she was born to Deborah and Stephen, who were a blacksmith and a school teacher. And she got her passion for flying when she fell off of a table. She climbed on a table to change a light bulb and she fell and she thought, if I could fly, I wouldn't have gotten hurt, you know? And so then she was like, I'm going to become a pilot.
Right.
And she knew the people who created planes, you know them, the Wright brothers, ironically, is their real name.
We're brothers.
And she knew them because they went to SUNY
Similar
Purchase
SUNY.
Together. And then they went on a road trip to Austin to go to Bonnaroo. They were seeing a band play that they loved. And they thought, okay, you know what? It'd be quicker if we could take some kind of a bird, if we could hop on a pigeon.
Take a bird.
And so that's what they start. Amelia was like, let's just tie a bunch of pigeons together and then they can pick us up.
Sort of frolic. Yeah.
Sort of frolic. Migrate. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Migrate to Bonnaroo.
Well,
but the issue was steering. They couldn't figure out how to steer the pigeons.
How do you steer a group of pigeons, you know?
Well, that's what they had a problem doing. They had tied some string, similar to A Bug's Life when they make the giant bird.
Ah, yes.
Which maybe that's where they got the idea. Who's to say?
I think that's one came before the other, but...
Chicken before the egg kind of situation.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then, of course, she got in a big plane.
A huge one,
and it went down... Allegedly.
Down. Well, they don't know.
They don't know. They never found her.
They couldn't.
But they never found, you know, I've looked for things and I've never found them.
God.
But I'm sure
my
they're...
keys?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So who's to say? And that is the history of Cordelia Amelia Earhart.
Earhart. That was very good. That was very good. I'm glad you've read up on that stuff.
Thank you.
I
do love Cordelia. Cordelia Earhart.
Okay, well, Amelia Earhart leads us to the next room, Amelia Bedelia, which we love.
Amelia Bedelia, which...
You know Amelia Bedelia.
The books.
And the books.
And the... Is there more than books?
Well, there's books, and it is like a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Amelia Bedelia...
Absolutely.
...is the tall and thin cartoon character.
We love a thin woman cartoon.
Stringy,
you know?
Hair, I would assume.
Well... It's patchy, I would say. It's straight, you know.
She was designed after Punky Brewster.
A lot of people don't know that, yeah.
And also she was gay.
The gayest.
And she was into rugby.
Well, as a lot of gays are.
Exactly. And she also invented the green juice.
The green juice.
Yes.
Famously, juice that is green. Absolutely.
And a lot of people thought the green comes from food coloring, but actually she puts in vegetables.
That's the part that really, exactly, because, you know, Amelia Bedelia, as we all did, had some jobs while we're trying to figure out what we're doing. You know, I was a nanny.
I was also a nanny, a waiter, a hitman. I mean, I was everything. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. And so they don't know that part of her story, which is fascinating.
Which is unfortunate. Thank God I'm here.
Thank God you're here.
How long is the work day? I feel like I've been here for a long time.
We normally try to do tours in under 2 hours, and you can do 2 to 3 tours a day.
Oh, I was thinking maybe like a half.
Half a tour.
Half a tour here, maybe half a tour there.
Here a tour, there a tour.
Everywhere a tour.
Okay, we'll work out a system you feel comfortable with.
And does it matter if I'm a felon? Felon, fugitive. The word is, you know, interchangeable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we've got a few felons who work here.
Wow.
Are
you? Is it you?
I'm sorry.
Is it you?
No.
Okay.
But I used to date felons specifically and exclusively.
Really?
There's something really romantic to me knowing they can't ghost me.
They can. I've been.
Well, but then you can confront them and they can't run.
They can block you. They can put you on their not visited list. They can ghost you pretty hard.
Okay, wow.
That's how I was dumped by not one, not two, but 3 prolific serial killers.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I said, what do you need? Do you want to choke me? And they said, I would love to.
Oh.
And then I said, well, you can't.
not through the bars.
And then I asked to borrow money, and then...
That was it.
They ghosted me.
Wow.
So,
well,
there's that.
There is that. And scene.
That was so funny and stupid.
Funny and stupid, which is so rare.
Which is so... You never hear of that anymore.
You never hear about that. You really don't. And that's the thing about it.
That is the thing about it.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you want to do one more?
One more.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one is your scenario, getting a signature.
Getting a signature?
Sorry, Miss Applebaum, I know you're busy.
Okay. I'm busy.
I know you're busy. Sorry. I know that you are so swamped with the latest trial. I just need your John Hancock on this so that I can get Sherilyn paid for her hours as a paralegal.
What is it?
It's just her time card.
Okay. Because it looks like a headshot.
No, on the back. The back is, she puts it on the time.
Oh.
She's going to make the, it is a picture right now. On the back,
okay.
She is going to fill out her
time card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the thing that you're my new assistant. So I haven't had a time to sit down with you yet.
No, you haven't. And it's, I have been working for you for about 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's, I was hoping.
I'm busy. A and B, I can't read and write, so I can't sign that.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
What
read
do you
write.
Sign on everything else? You're one of the world's highest paid attorneys.
I know. Well, I just sort of stamp it, or my, you know, I'll just sort of.
You have a stamp.
I have a stamp.
Well, you could stamp this.
Right. Well, where is the? I normally my assistant stamps it.
So you haven't signed anything in the 6 months I've been here?
No, I don't. I can't read or write.
I'm sorry if I'm speaking out of turn, but how have you gotten as far as you have?
Well, that's why it's a very big secret, and that's why this is a moment that I'm really taking seriously.
It's interesting because I feel like this is our first real conversation, so for
it does feel like
to be such a secret, I'm surprised that you're sharing with me specifically.
Well, a lot of times, listen, you know, you gotta, you know how they say BS your way to the top, and if you don't know, just double down.
Well,
that's a lot. That's, I built this empire on that slogan.
See, I thought from what I heard from the girl who was here before me, you fucked your way to the top.
No, I really don't ever fuck.
I have no, listen, I fucked and sucked and chucked my way to this assistant position.
Okay, however you got here is how you got here, but I'm just saying the biggest thing that you need to know is that I don't read and write. And so a lot of times when somebody says something or somebody sends me a piece of paper, I need you to read it to me out loud and not make it feel weird. Okay?
Totally. So this piece of paper is a picture.
This. Okay. This right here.
The photo.
This right here, the photo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody came in and said for the birthday. Okay. I don't know what this says right now. Okay.
Well,
so I can't.
I guess my question is I understand not being able to read or write, but.
Or write.
Haven't you seen happy birthday so many times? It just seems like you'd be able to pick that up like a baby would almost be able to. I don't speak Spanish, but I do know, you know, like Feliz cumpleaños. Is happy birthday.
Bridget? Is it Bridget?
It's Bridgerton.
Okay, Bridgerton.
I was before
I know it says
show.
Happy birthday because someone told me it's a birthday card. I just opened the card and I don't know whose birthday it is.
But if you see it says Stephanie, happy birthday everywhere. You see the same thing written about 16 times?
You see the same. Listen to me. You see the same thing written. I don't recognize numbers, words, or letters. Do you understand?
I guess I don't.
It looks like a bunch of jumble to me.
So if you see like two circles, can you tell what a circle is? Do you know your shapes?
No, I don't know shapes. I don't know shapes.
Okay. What?
It's a condition.
From who? Have you been to a doctor?
I am a doctor.
Well, I know. And that's what's really alarming is you're a doctor and a lawyer and they're letting you solve.
I bullshit my way to the top. Look, I'm a doctor.
Didn't you do surgery? Didn't you do open heart surgery?
You know what would make you feel better? Bridgerton?
A Xanax, I think, at this moment.
A Xanax. And you know what? If you tip the scales down, that'll help.
If I tip the scales?
That's what every doctor says. It's called bullshit your way to the top.
They do that for open heart surgery?
Absolutely.
Didn't you say you could help my father?
I can.
But now you're telling me you can't read. I told him that there was hope.
There is hope, but I won't be able to read.
There's not hope. You're not giving hope. I think I might have to tell someone.
No. See, that's the whole point of the job, is that your job is to not tell anyone and to just tell me what things say.
I feel like...
Pick up that piece of paper. That's the work I'm doing right now. What does it say?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I don't know how to read either.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea. I don't know my shapes.
That's okay. Two birds of a feather, we flock together. I knew there was something I trusted about you immediately. And I knew that you were pushing back way too hard.
Yeah, because I can't read it to you either.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know if someone named Stephanie works here.
I don't either. Okay. That's fine. That's okay.
I went ahead and took a shot in the dark.
I get it. That makes sense. It adds up. Okay. So what we both have to do is just yell at a bunch of people. And so that they say whatever it is we need to know out loud.
Let's go out and scream at people.
Let's go out and scream.
And scene.
Wow.
Wow. That was fun.
What a fun office.
What a fun office. Can you imagine?
I would work there.
Me too. I think it would be a blast.
I would happily work there.
Who wouldn't?
I don't know.
All right, Jesse, are you ready? It's time for our last segment.
I was born ready.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, we have, of course, 5 stars from Katie Fye. And Ooh. She says, this is my first review ever. And I can honestly say that this podcast has immediately become my favorite listen throughout the day.
Oh.
I cannot praise these two friends enough. They are effortlessly hilarious with the perfect sprinkle of sass and completely relatable. I have literally LOL'd walking my dog and listening to these two. I am a little late to the party, but listening to each episode from one and loving it. I am number 4 of 5, so technically not a middle, but still appreciate this podcast so much. Keep it up, please, and thank you. Katie, God bless you. 1 of 5?
She's number 4 of 5.
She's number 4. Can you imagine being 1 of 5? And she says, perfect sprinkle of sass. I feel like that is very descriptive of us.
What is she, a writer?
I think she's a professional writer.
Is she a poet?
She definitely
got a poet?
She definitely has written on a professional level.
A lyricist, perhaps?
She wrote a song. Maybe she wrote Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
I could see her writing songs and lyrics where she says, you know, I'm number 4 out of 5, but I still get the middle. You know what I'm saying? That right there
I'm
is
number
catchy
4 out of 5, but I still have the drive.
Exactly. Walking my dog, laughing along, living the life that I want to be. Avril Lavigne. She did a lot of Avril Lavigne.
I was just going to, is that an Avril Lavigne song?
Yeah.
I was going to be like, Jesse, that's so good.
It's so catchy. Well, that was her.
She did write that, I think, Katie Fye.
Katie wrote a lot of Avril Lavigne. Complicated?
Why did you have to go and make things so complicated?
Exactly. And that's directly, that was actually about her parents. Because she said, why did we need the other, you know, 4, 5? Why did we need them? You know, we were happy, just the 2.
We were.
And then maybe the 4, I could have been the youngest, but no.
Oh, God. Can you imagine being number 4, thinking you're the last of 4?
Of course I can. Every middle thought they were the youngest, and then they weren't.
See, I don't you know? My little brother came 2 years after I was born, so I don't remember. I don't remember it.
Well, it was like it was yesterday for me. You know what I'm saying? And Katie gets it. Katie's writing ballads. Katie's writing songs just about love and life.
You
love
name
and
it.
Light.
Love light.
And literally it all. An icon, really, is what I'm saying.
A star.
A star.
A star.
Is born. She worked on that. Did you know that?
She wrote it. She wrote Shallow.
I'm off the deep end. She wrote Shallow.
Katie, we love you as much as Lady Gaga and what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Okay.
Absolutely.
You're a fucking icon. And we love you. And if we know you're new to the pod, so make sure you go join the Facebook group, Stuck in the Middle.
Yes.
And of course, if you need more, go on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. And until then, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm getting married today. I'm also a firefighter and first responder. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can make it to my ceremony to start the next chapter of my life.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.